can run on for a long time.
There he is on screen, hailing from Scotland. Keir Starmer has resigned. We'll be breaking it down coming up next segment. That and a lot more. He was arrested for his speech, Patient Zero. Now 30-plus thousand have been arrested. We'll be talking to Count Dankula coming up. And then so much more today. Other huge guests joining us as well. Remember, you're the Paul Revere. Share the live feeds right now at Relox Jones on X and rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. All right. Didn't plug really any last hours. I want to plug right now. This is such an important message. Please pay attention to me. This is key information. Now, everybody's talking about forever chemicals, and there's a whole bunch of them, and they just basically never go away. And they've been directly linked to cancer, infertility, obesity, mind fog, neurological disorders exploding. There's a big study out, harmful forever chemicals in blood of almost every single American. 98.9% of the American people. And that's just these chemicals. That's less than 100 of those 58 different ones that are seen as PFASs. There are hundreds of other chemicals like atrazine, glyphosate, you name it, that are in the water supply. And most bottled water has it. Even if you've got well water runoff, it's got it. It's everywhere because the fuel additives, the list goes on and on. Processed foods, you name it. The thing to do is gravity-fed filters with the highest-rated double carbon filters. There's two carbon filters in our unit, but each one has two layers in itself. So it's double carbon, each one, not just two filters. It has 3 gallons an hour of tap water, swamp water, pool water, and everything is non-detectable. These are the platinum standard of filters, the highest rated, highest test. You can read the studies by top third-party firms that tested it, two different ones, the Alex Jones Store, thealexjonesstore.com. And we got a limited run of these, the most beautiful stainless steel, the highest quality. These are like $100 less than similar units that aren't even as good. But those sold out. Several thousand come in early next week. You can pre-order those now, and then it'll probably be a month till a bigger order comes in. So if you want to get at the head of the line so that when these come in, you will be shipped to you first, now is the time. Because I would imagine the way they're selling in about a week or so, I was talking to Bigley, their sponsor this morning, the pre-order will be sold out when it comes in, and we're going to take it off the site, no more pre-order for the time being once that happens. We're going to wait till a bigger shipment comes in because we don't like to even do pre-order, but this is so important. It supports the show. You commit to do it. You know you're going to get it. You're going to get it first. This is hands down an out-of-the-park major victory. It is the top-of-the-line carbon platinum level, highest quality stainless steel, beautiful unit, great for your restaurant, great for your home, great for your cabin. It is the very best you're going to get. They sell units that aren't even as good for $400 all day. This starts out at less than 300 for VIPs, like $220. You cannot beat this deal. And it puts together in like 3 minutes, totally easy to use, very durable, tens of thousands of gallons go through it. Then you just buy replacement filters that are inexpensive, the highest quality. Get at the head of the line now and support the broadcast so we can rebuild this information warfare operation, get more hosts, more crew, more reporters. It's a 360 win. Don't wait. The biggest thing you can do for your body, for you and your wife, your husband, your children, your staff, your crew, your coworkers, is have these units in the break room, have these units in your kitchen. It's a beautiful unit. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com and ensure you get it first before we take it off sale until we finally get it back in stock when a bigger shipment comes in about a month. But a limited shipment coming in, it's about to sell out. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. Also, running for the next 2 weeks is the Start of Summer Super Kickoff Sale. Every 3 days, one of our best-selling supplements will be buy one, get one free. Right now, it's Ultra Methylene Blue, medical grade, the very best out there. You can also get the T3 iodine up to 50% off as well. That's the next 3 days. All the new 250th anniversary limited edition Patriot ball caps and T-shirts, some of the best designs ever, are now on the site as well, and it funds this operation, thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Cancel anytime. Get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers, and more at thealexjonesstore.com.
The InfoWar is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at Real Alex Jones and on Rumble at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. And don't forget to download the app. Go to alexjonesapp.com. The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight. AlexJonesLive.com. Tomorrow's news today.
But where are the clowns? Send in the clown.
Keir Starmer, Lord High Protector of the pedophiles for decades.
Don't bother.
He's now being replaced by another pedo protector from the same party. Incredibly unpopular. The good news is this tyrant thought that 1984 was an instruction manual, not a nightmare vision of tyranny by a fellow Fabian socialist who finally woke up against them. Eric Blair, a.k.a. George Orwell. Orwell, you may have heard of him. He is gone, broke down, crying. Super tyrant, 30-plus thousand people arrested for their speech under him, some of them given five-year jail sentences, the average about 6 months. Criticize transgenderism, criticize Muslims stabbing people to death. You're going to prison, ha-ha, two-tiered policing. Here is Starmer breaking down and crying, then we'll talk to Count Dankula, who was one of the first people arrested for speech. How many years ago was that in the UK? By one of Starmer's predecessors. And so we'll be talking about that with him, the Scottish man that finally got angry and started fighting back against the Muslims. He was called a terrorist, but another man stabbed even more people who was black and a foreigner. So that wasn't even really in the news. We now have someone they say was a foreigner who didn't speak English, feeding a small child to crocodiles, but they released him because he's retarded. I'm not kidding. So that's all coming up today. Perhaps I should speak in this voice and people will think I have a higher IQ or 200 instead of 145. Last night I went to Academy Sporting Goods to get some more ball bearings for my slingshot that my daughter loves to use when we go hiking in the woods. And as I walked up to the counter, a young man said, "Ah, I can speak in this accent as well. The murder, the murder." And I went, "Oh, that's my imitation when I did the English accent with Piers Morgan." And he said, "Will you please do that on the show tomorrow?" And I said, "I have Count Dankula coming on, and I will do it just for you, my man." He goes, "Me and my brother will be listening." So that's for you, buddy. So there we go. But to do murder, I can speak in this accent as well, Piers. But getting serious here, we're in very serious times, because you think it's going to stop because Starmer's gone, you're wrong. But the pressure is building, and you have the grooming mass rape report and so much more. So Count Dankula is not just a hilarious comedian. He also does his Mad Lad series, watched by hundreds of millions of people, and his historical retrospectives. But his most important work is gaming reviewing. So we'll be talking to him here in a moment. But here's Keir Starmer, Lord High Protector of the pedos, breaking down and crying today.
"And when I leave the biggest job in the country, I shall spend more time on the most important job, being the best husband I can to my fantastic wife, Vic, who has been a rock by my side through good times and bad, and being the best dad I can to my beautiful children, who are my pride and my joy. Thank you very much."
Truly a disgusting creature. There's been a lot of nasty PMs. But Obama bet all on him, used him to run operations against Trump when Trump was out of office. Just illegal operations, sicking MI6 on the American people. Absolutely disgusting. So to talk about this monster is Count Dankula. I'm now promoting him to King Dankula. Count Dankula TV, at Count Dankula TV, YouTube, Count Dankula, D-A-N-K-U-L-A. Would you like me to conduct the rest of the interview in a lordly British accent, my dear? Or, but you have to accentuate your Scottish accent that's quite real and do it in the Shrek ogre. Is he an ogre voice? So your choice. You get to choose, like when you're playing a video game, what type of motorcycle or race car you have, what type of engine. Would you like me to conduct the rest of the interview in this voice? Or that of Lord Mintleson, or would you like me to conduct it in a Scottish donkey voice?
Well, the last thing a Scotsman wants to hear is a posh English accent, if I'm being perfectly honest. Why is every single time with the Shrek stuff, every single time I come on?
You're a donkey! All right! I'm gonna free you and everybody from the torture. I'm not going to do it. I'll do it in my real Texas accent. So I'm gonna reprieve you, Count Dankula. But you have to do a particularly good job there. I'm gonna torture you.
No, that's totally fine. I mean, I'm quite happy with Keir Starmer. I'm surprised he thanked his wife and he thanked his children and stuff like that. I'm kind of surprised he didn't thank all those Ukrainian rent boys that he absolutely was not having sex with. Definitely not.
Or the cocaine he was caught snorting on the train.
Yeah. You know, so these Ukrainian rent boys just so happened to know exactly where he lived and what car he drove, and you know, just kind of knew all these little.
Let's dump the dirt on these guys. We know he's the greatest pedo protector ever, so we know he's got a lot of. For people that don't know, though, Keir Starmer is basically a Liberace impersonator. Tell us about his rent boy behavior.
Well, basically, it was like. There was one instance of basically someone, it was a young man, he was a refugee from Ukraine, and he was this little twinkie gay boy sex worker who somehow managed to find one of Starmer's properties and set it on fire. Whatever, that's a one single instance. However, it then happened multiple times with different Eastern European rent boys, like specifically your young men who sell their bodies like for sex and stuff, and just a bunch of them just seemed to know all these locations where Keir Starmer lived, which you would imagine would be secret privileged information, and then they, for some reason, chose to set the properties on fire. Like, they were trying to attack him or get back at him and everything, and the media ran it in a way where it was actually the Russians. The Russians were completely behind this. The Russians just so happened to recruit specifically Ukrainian rent boys. And I mean, I don't know, I think Ukrainians aren't really the biggest fans of Russia at the moment, so I've no idea why these young men chose to work for the Russians. But then they just somehow knew where Keir Starmer's houses were, and they all, of their own volition, just totally chose to set them on fire. And absolutely nothing came of it.
Well,
and it was
that's
the Russians,
like Pelosi's clearly the Russians. Husband yeah. reportedly had a relationship with the guy that attacked with a hammer. So normally, just reading the news and things, normally prostitutes, male or female, don't try to come burn your house down unless you've done something really horrible. Why would they, and people that don't know this has been all the news, why do all these young men try to attack his house? He must not be, did we ever learn what he's doing to them to make them hate him so much?
No, they basically, none of the young men have gave any statements or whatsoever to the media, and I've got a feeling there's probably a gag order there. Basically, they're not going to talk about specifically why they did it. There was a lot of these boys probably had some very, very horrible things done to them, like we've been hearing about for decades now, you know, secret elite sex parties and stuff like that.
Wait a minute. You mean the guy that covered up for Savelle raping over 500 children, killing some of them, and then the guy that covered up all the Muslim rape gangs, 500,000 girls, you mean he might be into some sick stuff?
I mean, I realize that may be very hard to believe, Alex, but I think that may possibly be the case. You know, allegedly, you know, it would be very, very unusual for people in positions of power to engage in very, very degenerate illegal sexual behavior. I realize that's a hell of a claim to make, and I wouldn't blame anyone for not believing that.
You would apologize for this stretch? I mean, this is a stretch here. I mean, we only have confirmed former British prime ministers murdering young girls, slitting their throats. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I know. It's just obviously I'm having a little bit of a tinfoil hat moment right now. You know, so obviously what I'm saying is crazy and definitely doesn't happen and hasn't, you know, there isn't a pile of evidence for this for elites all over the world.
Well, for those that don't know, he was the chief charging magistrate over who got charged and didn't, and before that over the CPS. And he said there was no grooming. Now we know it's 500,000 girls, many of them killed, parents arrested to try to stop it, police arrested. So, I mean, being serious now, just cut and dry, he is the pedo protector. He is like the guardian angel.
Another interesting thing with Keir Starmer, he was a lawyer back in the day, and one of the things he used to do was he would represent migrants in order to get them to stay in the country. And one person he managed to defend successfully and got him his right to remain in the UK. There was actually a bit of a gag order in this. They weren't allowed to talk about it in the media. One of the people that he managed to get a right to remain in the UK was Axel Rudicabana's father. And wow. Axel Rudicabana's father then went on to have his son, Axel Rudicabana, who then went on to brutally stab three little girls in a dance class in Southport. Right, so basically, if Keir Starmer hadn't done that and kept that guy in the country, then Southport would never have happened. So there's a lot of weird things that he's tangentially responsible for, and I think there's just way too much stuff out there about him. Another thing as well is that there's been a theory for a while that his wife is clearly a beard. I've heard rumors and everything that he's a deeply closeted homosexual, and that's why he does all this stuff to try and make him look like, oh, I'm the great big family guy, I'm the guy to pick for prime minister, when in reality, like, she's probably just there for the money and he's banging Ukrainian rent boys in the background, all while allowing grooming gangs to go on unimpeded. Because when people were demanding an inquiry into it, Labour were shooting it in the foot constantly and not allowing the inquiry to go ahead. And I think that's because, allegedly, there was an MP who was caught as being part of the grooming gang. He was taking part in the rape and torture of the little girls, and he did get caught and he did get sent down. But I think it goes a lot deeper than that, because we know that police officers were involved, and there was a part of the rape gang report where a little girl was taken from the home and then brought back and given back to her abusers. And allegedly, one of the police officers said, "Have fun with her," before he left. And this was an underage girl. She should have been immediately removed from the scenario, handed right over to social work, but the police officers didn't do that. Right? And there's some people that believe that some police officers were not only aware of the grooming gangs and allowing them to continue, but also taking part. There has been allegations that as well in the report that some police officers were feeding information back to the gangs.
Well, we know wherever the left is, from Australia to the US to Canada to the UK, it's the exact same CPS, exact same policies, exact same, you know, here it's Soros judges and DAs literally let them do this. And when I was reading the report that was presented, I mean, I've followed this so much that I knew of many of the cases, but now they've upped it to 500,000. So I knew of the hundreds of the prominent ones they were unable to cover up, for people that don't know how the UK courts do that. And Starmer helped engineer that. But a lot of the orphanages, it wasn't just Muslims, vans would pull up with the Muslims. They would put girls as young as 6, 7 in dog cages, take them to be gang raped. Not the Muslims would deliver them, but white men, police, you name it, would be part of it. So this was going on before they brought in all the Pakistanis. They just are perfect culture to merge with the pedo elite in the UK. It's in Ireland. It's in Scotland. But the epicenter is obviously England. I had to say there's a capital of this worldwide. It is England. And then these girls, you know, have confirmed, and they confirmed they were under their control, being in cages, being gang raped by German shepherds and pit bulls. I mean, I hate to talk about this stuff, but it's shocking. Take the two, quote, gay men that were married. They take from a Christian family the little boy when he's 9 months old, 10 months old, and then at 14 months old, he's dead. 30 lesions in his throat and anus. All of his organs bruised and smashed, lungs full of semen and vomit. The men were raping him and murdered him, raping him. And so I hate to talk about this, but that's in what they didn't take out of the report. A lot of the report is blacked out. Imagine what else is in there, Count Dankula. So it's not just the Muslims, is my point. And that's him before they took him from his mother, all happy. And then they took him at 10 months, and now he's dead.
Not enough has been done to protect children in any way. There was a very famous case years and years ago of it was a very, very horrific abuse case. And the baby, the name of the baby was never released. The baby was just called Baby P, the letter P. And it was a huge case in every single paper in the country. And that's when they says, okay, we need to have a right shake-up of social work, the British equivalent of Child Protective Services, like the Child Abuse Unit. We need to have a massive grand shake-up to make sure that things like this will never happen again. Great, wonderful, that's excellent. And it just seems that they've just not done it. I mean, you would think with one very famous case like Baby P, that would have been enough to have the whole system revamped. And people are talking about another revamp with Preston Davey, the poor baby boy that was murdered in this case. But I just don't see it happening. Not enough. Not enough is being done at all. And it's just sort of basically they send more police out for people that make offensive tweets and posts than they
do.
That
was my next question. And it's not like you're just talking about this. You were one of the first people. How many years ago was it? 8 years ago, 10 years ago? I forget.
Over 10 years ago. Yeah.
For your comic for your girlfriend's pug, doing a Heil Hitler, and you weren't even known as a Nazi guy. It was hilarious. John Cleese did similar things. You have Charlie Chaplin doing it. You have all these Jewish and other comedians here in the U.S. dressing like Hitler and going on, you know, late shows. You made a joke, and then they threw your ass in prison. You went through all this hell, and then now 30,000+ arrested under Starmer for literally criticizing transgenderism, praying 1,000 feet from an abortuary. And then meanwhile, this little baby you see right here literally drowned in his own vomit and semen with lesions all the way into his lungs. So they raped his lungs with dildos and penises. I'm sorry, it's in the report, folks. He had 30 lesions in his throat, dozens of lesions. His organs were beat to a pulp. They literally jackhammered this baby who drowned in semen and vomit. Sorry to be gross, but those guys, the CPS knew, they did nothing because they were gay and they had to protect them. Just like when they, you know, that Sikh stabs that guy to death, says, well, he's racist, so they let him die. This is totally, and then I saw new footage last night of, looks like 10-year-old, 11-year-old girls being beat up by police for no reason out on the streets in the day. They'll walk in McDonald's and tell teenagers, you can't be here eating a hamburger, and they just start beating them if they're white. But then if they're of another color, they're allowed to carry knives. If you're white, you can't have a knife. 13 ethnicities that aren't white can do it. And this is beyond two-tier justice. This is total war on whites. Speak to that. And what you think the end game here is, and the great anger in the UK now really peaking in Ireland and popping up in Scotland, and where you think this is going, Count Dankula?
Well, there was a very, very famous speech made way back in the day by an MP called Enoch Powell, and it was called the Rivers of Blood speech. And one of the things he says was, one day the black man will hold the whip hand over the white man, and that day's here. There is no two-tier policing. There is no two-tier policing. And even though we're showing mountains and mountains of examples pretty much every single week with the media cycle, we find dozens and dozens of new examples of this happening. Like, for example, a man has obviously been stabbed several times. The police should have checked when a guy's on the ground handcuffed and saying several times, I've been stabbed, I've been stabbed, instead of actually checking. Because even if you're a criminal in their care, no matter what you've done, the police have a duty of care to make sure that you're safe and make sure that you're fine. And instead, what they did was they says, I don't think you have, mate. And just because that other guy said racism, it's weird. It's just this magic word. It's this magic word. But as soon as the word racism comes out, the police just lose all common sense.
It's like abracadabra. Abracadabra and people freeze.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's even some people, there was a joke going around where people were like, oh, when my house gets burgled, I tell the police that the burglar was also being racist. That way I know that they'll actually come and investigate. Right. It's just because most of the things that there's several police forces all across England that are actually being investigated because in this space of a year, they didn't solve a single burglary. Not one single burglary out of the hundreds and hundreds that happened, they didn't solve one.
Well, I've seen the reports all over from Ireland to Scotland to England. They go, oh, it's the gypsies' culture to steal RVs. And, you know, they call them wagons over there. And so when they find the stolen RV, they go, well, they're allowed to keep it. That's their culture.
Yeah, it's just honest. It's the stupidest thing. It's just, I don't know why everybody else is getting a pass. And it's a purposeful breakdown of law and order. That's exactly what it is. We're basically, the natives and the whites are on one set of rules, but all the migrants and everybody else are on their own set of rules, where we can't even fart without getting the handcuffs clamped on ears. And then if these guys run through the street stabbing people, throwing toddlers into crocodile enclosures and stuff like that, the police are like, oh, you just don't understand. It's their culture. Oh, they can't help it.
Yeah. They actually said, by the way, they said statement. They released him because he was too low IQ.
Too low IQ, unfit for an interview was the term that they used. But it's a case of, why is that guy out in public when he's doing stuff like that? Apparently he had carers with him. He had like social work carers with him, but they were 30 feet behind him on their phones. And this guy just runs up and just throws a toddler into an alligator.
For those that don't know, they said he didn't speak English, means he's a foreigner. And then he has social work minders to take him out, a literal psychotic retard, probably in a 4-star hotel like everybody else. And then he has social worker minders because he deserves some R&R while he lays around a hotel. And he's like, oh, let me throw a 3-year-old into crocodiles. And they're like, that's all right, mate. You can go.
Yeah, it was, the thing that was hilarious was see, when I was arrested for Nazi Pug, because of the serious nature of my offence, I was held in jail until my court date. This guy who threw a toddler into an alligator enclosure to see a little 3-year-old like getting ripped limb from limb, he got released the very next day. Like, and the thing is, my daughter's 3, so this story like really, really hit me, and it's just that I'm nervous now whenever I'm out with her. And everything, because you don't know what lunatic is out there, you know, getting paraded around in the streets. And because one thing that they did as well in Britain, we shut down the asylums years ago. All the asylums, all the big ones, all the Victorian ones, they all got shut down. And we do this thing called care in the community, where instead of this person being locked in a little padded room, which they're supposed to be in, they're given houses and they're out in the public and they get some visits from nurses a few times a day. But these people are allowed to just walk around. They're allowed to just walk around where you don't know if they've grabbed a knife for the kitchen and they're running around the street stabbing everyone because there's dragons in their walls and the little voice inside the TV told them to do it and everything. And it just seems almost purposeful where you've got these maniacs running around. It could be people that are mentally ill. It could be migrants. It could be people with extreme
cultural differences. They're like hand grenades. The judges throw them out. But go back to that BBC headline.
Yeah.
That reminds me of the hundreds of headlines every time a Muslim... We put barriers up here in the U.S. around Christmas events because they've had a bunch of attacks here, but nothing like Germany or Sweden or France or Denmark. Hundreds and hundreds of attacks, and it will say, truck kills 10, truck runs over 85, truck kills 14, truck kills 3. And they had a truck attack a few years ago in New Orleans. They said, truck attack. It's like, oh, boy 3 attacked by crocodiles at zoo. No, boy 3 thrown into crocodiles. But it's like, oh, the crocodiles attacked. That's the same headline as truck attacks.
Yeah, it's basically it's funny because you get reporters whinging all the time about media literacy, where it's like, oh, you just don't understand like the way we've written it and everything. That's just the way we have to do articles. And the one thing that everybody has learned, and it's catching on all up and down the country, see if you don't get a description of the attacker, there's your description. Right, it was a foreigner, it was a migrant, it was something like that. And like, because see, whenever it's a white person, the police are usually very, very quick to come out and go, the guy was white, everybody stay calm, the guy was white. Because I think basically the police are realizing that there used to be really good ways to like contain the anger that everybody felt. I used to say this about democracy, where like every 4 years, it's all right, we'll vote that guy out, everybody's anger resets, no one's going to rebel, no one's going to boogaloo and rise up against the government. Oh, there's a new guy in, so the anger gets reset. And then what happens is it's more of the exact same stuff all over again, because as soon as a new leader comes in, the men behind the curtain come out and have a little word with him and go, here's how things actually work, buddy. You're going to do everything that we tell you. And it's another 4 years of the exact same thing, but we're at the point where everyone's that angry that no one's even making it to the 4-year mark. Like, what are we on now? We're 8 years. We've had 7 different prime ministers in 8 years. Like, no one's making it, because basically people are too angry. The little rage reset button doesn't work anymore. It doesn't work anymore.
Count Dankula, that was my next question at Count Dankula TV on X. The temperature, you're there, you're in Scotland. The Scots famously have been known as friendly, nice people until you piss them off, then things don't go too well. Finally, you got this pretty tough-looking guy with his shirt off. Pretty emotional, though. Good thing he didn't actually know what to do, or you'd have had a bunch of dead people. I'll just leave it at that. I'm not going to attack anybody with a knife or a machete, but if I decided to, it's not. He only injured 4 or 5 people. It ain't going to happen if I did that. I'm just telling you right now, it'd be about 30 dead people. But I'm not going to do it. I'm just saying, the Muslims, they do good. They know to target kids if they can't fight back. I'm not going to do that. But I'm saying this big old boy finally flipped out because there'd been a couple attacks that day on whites, but the media won't tell you that. We'll come back and talk about where the temperature is, where it's going next with Count Dankula. Stay with us. There are billions of ways for people to be culturally, spiritually, politically, environmentally engaged. And there are millions and millions of different programs and podcasts and radio shows and things around the world out of the 10 billion people on this planet. But on the record, what we've done at InfoWars, and this is just the second leg of that at alexjoneslive.com, has changed the world. Our guests, our callers, our researchers, our reporters, and my overall futuristic analysis and view of the destiny of humanity, which I don't claim to be 100% accurate, but it's definitely proven to be a good template to observe the world, has had a giant effect, and the globalist do not like it. So when you share that local AM and FM station that you listen to and tell those you share it with to share it, it changes the world. when you say this is forbidden information at alexjoneslive.com, that has the free audio and video feeds and archives and shows and articles, you are literally going in the face of the censors and the tyrants. You're changing the world. It seems simple, it seems little, but it's not, because we have millions of listeners and viewers. And if we can leverage that out to millions more and have them leverage it out, that creates the chain reaction. And all the great guests and hosts we've had on over the years who were already great, successful, they'll tell you how much more their shows blew up once they were on air here with this operation. We are here to get the next generation, black, white, old, young, to awaken to the epic time that we're all alive in right now and take action. So your word of mouth is key, your prayer for the broadcast is key, and supporting us financially is so key. And we make it symbiotic, where everything you get at thealexjonesstore.com will empower you, will enrich you, and will be an adventure. The Patriot Apparel, some of the best designs ever, limited edition for the 250th anniversary of the United States of America, are out right now. Right now, ladies and gentlemen. And this latest design, these limited edition, America, red, white, and blue on, you know, Sterling Royal Blue, 76, America 76, 250 years. That is a really cool shirt. I think it's going to be a bestseller. It just came out today. And all the other 250th anniversary limited edition shirts are available right now as well at thealexjonesstore.com. So be sure and check those out. And I thank you for your support. But wearing these out in public, meeting like-minded people, spreading the word, it's an adventure in and of itself, and it funds this operation, which is exposing the next pandemic, the next attempted lockdowns, the next big globalist war. You are financing your own future for a better future and better destiny when you keep this broadcast on the air. But you can also experience the InfoWar on the ground wearing these great shirts. Also, we have the new dual carbon platinum gravity-fed filter, the highest quality gravity-fed carbon filters that are the highest rated, cutting out all of the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of horrible forever chemicals that are out there. And it has the highest quality stainless steel. Nobody has got a filter with better filtration. It's the highest rated, and nobody has as beautiful a filter as this. And ours is way under the price of competitors that are crap. This is the best. It's a home run by Bigley, our sponsor. We're so proud of it. Here's the issue. 1,000 of these came in. It sold out in 3 days. They got a couple thousand more coming in like late next week. Those are pre-order right now. They're going to be sold out soon. And then I'm going to stop promoting it until they get even more in, because I don't like doing pre-order. But if you want to be at the head of the line to get these while you still can, and not have to wait a month or so after that, get your order in now, right now, at thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're on the site, check out all the other great Patriot apparel, the super high quality military grade belts, all the great supplements and more at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hi, folks. Doc Bigley here. And today we're going to get to know our H2O. Billy, what kind of water do you drink?
Why, tap water, of course. Ma says it keeps my teeth sparkly white.
I'm sorry to say it, Billy, but your mother is either plain ignorant or worse, a communist. Let me explain.
Tap water used to be safe to drink, but communist subversives in our government introduced fluoride into our nation's tap under the guise of dental health, when in reality, fluoride lowers your IQ, calcifies your pineal gland, and makes you susceptible to anti-capitalist mind viruses.
So you're telling me I'm a sap if I drink tap?
Yes, you are, Billy. Yes, you are. But don't despair. We've found a solution. Follow me. I'd like to tell you a tale of two frogs.
Frog number one has only ever drank unfiltered tap water, chock full of fluoride. Observe him listening to satanic music, abusing substances, and engaging in other perversions.
Look, Doc, they're trying to play leapfrog. They're pretty bad at it, though.
Avert your eyes, Billy. Let's continue.
Meanwhile, frog number two has only ever drank water that has been filtered for fluoride and other impurities. What a happy frog family.
Spill the secret, Doc. How do you get rid of the communist poisons?
With the new water filter system from the alexjonesstore.com.
Say, Doc, may I have a glass?
Why, certainly. Well, that's just swell. No water in the water filter. Listen, I'm not mad at the crew, but I asked for real water in here 30 minutes ago and never got it.
Crew's in trouble again.
And now for something completely different.
Sieg Heil. Sieg Heil. Sieg Heil.
My girlfriend is always ranting raving about how cute and adorable her wee dog is.
Sieg Heil. Sieg Heil. Sieg Heil. Sieg Heil.
And so I thought I would turn him into the least cute thing that I could think of, which is a Nazi.
Sieg Heil. Sieg Heil. Who's a good wee Nazi?
I'm not a racist, by the way. I just really, really wanted to piss her off.
Jews.
Ass in prison, massive amounts of money, you name it. Really pays you zero. Count Dankula, I've been interrupting. You're on fire as usual. Count Dankula TV on X, YouTube, Count Dankula. What is the real temperature in the UK? As you pointed out, it's not working. Starmer refused to go. Most popular, most unpopular ever. What is the real temperature? Where is all this going? Are there attempted replacement migration? Same thing in Europe. All the right-wing parties are surging into leading positions. It looks like the left has miscalculated. How do you see this unfolding?
One thing I've noticed as well, I've among most of my lefty friends, I'm seeing a huge shift to the right, even coming from them. I'm even getting people who have been staunch SNP supporters their entire lives, like turning their back on the SNP. Another thing that we had as well, which was a little bit over the top, was we had an actual full right-wing demo happening in Glasgow, and they were all like blacked up, masked up, like Antifa. And they were just roaming down the streets chanting, you know, for immigrants to go home. And then there was a little bit of violence involved with that as well. And that kind of made me think, like, that is not a thing that usually happens in Scotland. You don't get Antifa behaviour from the right wing. Basically, in order for them to get to that point, things have to be really, really bad. And that's happening in Scotland because Scotland, unfortunately, is overwhelmingly leftist. And it's just pure, that's just sheer propaganda, as we've discovered as well, because a lot of people's opinions have been influenced by the Nudge Unit, and we can touch on that in a little bit. But basically, I'm noticing a huge surge to the right. Basically, the propaganda doesn't seem to be working anymore because, you know, you've got the media telling you one thing and then your own observed reality tells you another completely different thing. But I think it's also just because every single week you're hearing about some horrific migrant attack. You're hearing, in fact, it's getting that common now that migrant attacks are now falling behind in the media. Like, everybody was talking about the attack that happened in Northern Ireland where that guy tried to, like, saw a man's head off and stabbed his eyes out all on camera. Literally just a few days after that, there was a migrant that stabbed a 17-year-old girl in the neck, just in a random attack, completely out of the blue. So basically, they're becoming that commonplace that you're now getting serious attacks like that that are falling through the cracks as well. And it's just like, I'm not really sure what is going on, right? It's just the fact is, like, because we've had all this, it's been around us for ages. People have seen the horrors of immigration, we've seen the grooming gangs, we've seen this, we've seen that. But basically, recently, it seems to now be just sinking in. Instead of people just going, oh, that's all right-wing propaganda, it's now sinking into people, and people are starting to change their opinions. They're starting to change what they want. People are now looking at the government with a laser focus of, what are you going to do to fix the problem? Oh, actually, you're making it worse. Well, we're going to kick off about that, and that's why you're getting Keir Starmer getting kicked out. And see the next guy that's coming in after him, Andy Burnham, that guy's no better. He's not going to last long either. Right, they're all just going to keep getting kicked out and kicked out and kicked out. And basically, the only person that is going to have any kind of staying power now in government is someone who gets rid of the migrants. That's going to be the only person who is actually going to have staying power in government. Which means that reform, looking very, very likely that reform is going to win the next election. Reform is going to win the next election, I think, in a big landslide. The Greens are going to make some gains, maybe, but who really gives a crap about them? I mean, they're led by a guy who scammed women by telling them that he could hypnotize them to make their boobs bigger and everything, because the Greens are all weird and creepy. But basically, I think next government, we're definitely going to get reform. I hope that will bring about change, but I feel that reform are very, very optics captured. They are very like, oh, we're right wing, but we don't want to be true right wing because that looks very, very bad. Well, not really, actually, because everyone's getting more and more right wing as the weeks go on. Every single new article about a migrant attack or a beheading or the grooming gangs report, everybody's surging to the right. So basically, sure, the thing to do now, if you want to get any government, is lean to the right and actually fix the migrant issue.
Well, that's right. And the statistics show there were, what, 500,000 Muslims in Europe before 9/11. Now there's 43 million at least. There were 500,000 in the UK. Now there's millions and millions and millions and millions. The attacks are increasing. I mean, I've been to London probably 15 times in my life, some when I was a kid, but most of it once I was an adult, you know, over there doing news stories. And I remember being over there 20 years ago, and I'd be filming Big Ben, and Muslims would walk by and say, turn your camera off. What are you doing? They were used to people bowing down, and I'd say, hey, I'm getting footage. And I'd yell back at them, and they'd be like, whoa, nobody ever did that to me. But now I see more and more of the footage. Even kids are getting back in their faces. People are done. But it's because of the escalation. And then I was in the UK, I think the last time, like 5 years ago, and had a lot of Muslims, you know, just talk crap when you're walking by. And I think it was because my wife was hot, and they didn't, you know, it was upsetting them. But the point was, is I'd just say, F you back. You know, so I, and now, how are the Muslims responding that people aren't bowing down to them anymore?
I'm not, a bit of nerves from them, actually, because it's getting to the point now where they used to, like, we've had even a recent incident in Scotland. This guy's, the police are trying to arrest him, but I think they've backed off because they've realised that it would not go down very well. Basically, there was a little girl just playing in a park, and you get that all the time. You get the migrants coming up to the park, creeping on the children, trying to talk to the children so that they can probably kidnap them and rape them. That's what they're looking for. And a guy filmed, and he walked up to this little girl who was playing on one of the, playing on something at the park, and he says, did that guy just say something to you? And she's like, she looks like about 11 or something, and she went, yeah. And the guy went, what did he say to you? And you can't really hear what she says, but obviously the guy really, really didn't like what he heard, and he just walks up and immediately starts beating the piss out of the guy, just like beating the absolute crap out of him, like on camera. He throws his phone to the ground so he can obviously beat him up a lot more effectively. And people were saying, there was people going, no, that's terrible, he should be arrested. Nope. Because all that's going to happen is basically if he phoned the police for that guy creeping on a little girl, the police are going to go, oh, you poor little guy, let us drive you back to your migrant hotel with a little pat on the back because you've had a hard day. And everyone like, that's the problem is that basically if the police don't do anything, then the people are going to start doing something. There was a famous case as well where there was girls in a school who actually lodged a complaint. The school didn't make the complaint. The school girls had to make the complaint. And they went down to the local police station and said, look, there's migrant guys coming up to our school fence. They're creeping on us through the fence. They're saying to girls, like, come here to the fence so that they could, like, talk to them and stuff like that. They complained about it to the school. The school phoned the police. The police did nothing. So the girls went to the station themselves and said to the police, we don't feel safe. These guys are creepy. And the police just gave them rape alarms. That's it. They didn't do anything at all.
Well, did you see in Germany, in Sweden, they told them a few years ago, when a man's trying to rape you, pee on them.
Seriously,
I'm not kidding, guys. Seriously. A German government tells women being raped to pee on the assailant. Now, I've seen countless videos in the UK alone where they try to grab schoolgirls who are coming out of the school, or they wait for women coming out of restaurants or bars and openly try to kidnap them. And then what about the little Scottish girls where the migrants later had to admit that they had been trying to pick them up, trying to grab them, trying to assault them in days before? So she goes and gets a hatchet and knife the next time. And they called them racist, so the police said it wasn't true, but now they've been convicted of it. That was a big deal.
They've been completely vindicated. And this all happened in the same day. The guy walked past the group of girls who are clearly all about like 12, 13, 14, and he said to them, I'll show you a good time. Like, creepy thing to say to them. And all the girls like corroborated this in court. They were all like, he did in fact say that. He did actually say that to us. And then the guy came up to confront the girls. The girls told him to go away. The guy went away and phoned his like 20-something-year-old sister to come down and beat the girls up for him because he was offended. what they said to him, and basically that's what caused the altercation. When the altercation started, like, the guy actually shoved one of the girl's heads like into the hand railing and hit her head off the metal hand railing, and that is when the knives came out. That's when the girl started like pulling the knives out and stuff like that. So it was only after he said a really inappropriate sexual comment to a bunch of 12-year-olds,
and that was previous to other men and him reportedly doing it in days before. She wasn't just carrying her dad's work hatchet around for no reason. And then we have countless other examples of this happening. So now moving into what happened, what, just yesterday or the day before, where was this in Scotland? And the man's running around with a knife. He did wound four Muslims. I don't think you should randomly attack Muslims, folks. I don't agree with that. But at a certain point, people are going to end up pushing back. What's happening with that? And then I learned there were two other migrant attacks that day that even more vicious, stabbing kids. That's why he was pissed. But those aren't being called terrorism. What he did is being called terrorism.
Oh, yeah, so you're immediately getting called terrorism. That one was a little bit weird for us, because that's the street that me and my girlfriend go for dinner on. We go up and down that street an awful lot as well. So that's when I messaged her, like, are you okay? And she was like, what? I'm asleep. And I was like, all right, okay, never mind then. It's a bit, but basically, yeah, that guy ran up and down the street, did it, and immediately terrorism. It was called terrorism, like, immediately right away. But when Axel Rudikabana, like the guy that done the Southport stabbings, the counter-terror police were like, oh, we're not sure, we're not really sure. It's just weird how basically the counter-terror police were already in calling this terrorism before the handcuffs were even on the guy. But Axel Rudikabana, they wanted to have a little bit of a think about it first. And it's just another example of two-tier police. And again, obviously, I don't agree with what the guy did. Do not run around the street stabbing people. That makes us no better than them. That makes us no better than the migrants that are doing that. You know, we've got a little bit of decorum.
But statistically, it's extremely rare. I mean, people that don't know about Southport or all these other events or the bombings, I mean, you look through a picture window and there's 6 to 7-year-old girls doing a dance recital. So I've seen the unedited footage, just stab them, rip them open, they bleed out dead, and then the government covers it up and doesn't call it terror. But a guy runs around and barely wounds some people because I think he was just raging, glad that nobody was killed.
Yeah.
And, oh, my God, it's immediately terrorism. That's the two-tier policing people see. And that's why you've got the new prime minister freshly sworn in, Andy Burnham, who was instrumental, along with Keir Starmer, covering up the rape gangs, first saying they didn't exist. Here he is being called a traitor when he arrived at 10 Downing Street to be sworn in today.
Andy Burnham. Andy Burnham. Department, is this a coup? Are you mounting a coup?
Prime Minister.
Are you ready to be Prime Minister, sir?
All right, we got about 10 minutes left here, and I could ask you 1,000 different questions, Count Dankula. I love watching your show, love Mad Labs. I know you always went to somebody's dead to a Mad Lab, but you said you wanted to do I don't normally solicit, but I'd love you to do a Mad Lab on Alex Jones, because I'm actually fanboying here. I want one, so I can't wait to hear what you say. But you won't do it. You won't do it.
Right. No. You're definitely on the list. It's just that I don't think your story's over. I think you've still got a hell of a lot of fun things to do and a lot of things in you. And I mean, it would be a long one. It would be a very, very long video, even if I did it now. Definitely.
How is Dragon? How is Dragon? Who's your favorite Mad Lad? The Killdozer or Dragon Lord? Who is it?
Oh, Dragon Lord is an interesting one. He's disappeared. No one knows where he is. No one has any idea where he is. He's deleted all his social media. No one knows where he's living. No one knows what he's doing. He was living in a house with a bunch of allegedly literal Nazis who let them live with him. And there was an accusation made that he tried to touch a 5-year-old girl that was living in the house. And it was after that he disappeared. And apparently there's a theory that they killed him. Like, and he's buried in the woods somewhere. Like, apparently that's just what I've heard on the ground. I have no idea if that's actually true. I mean,
well,
I
let me tell you, your Mad Lads, I know you know this, is 5-star. I mean, everything you do is really good, but I mean, that ought to be, of course, national TV would be popular. You know, they put real stuff on. That's why the internet's popular. That's why your Mad Lads is just, how many episodes have you done of that?
It's well over 100 now. Well over 100 episodes of Mad Lads, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I'll actually need to double check. It's definitely well over 100, but those always do really, really well. Like the recent one I did one on J.R.R. Tolkien, the writer of Lord of the Rings, just because, you know, during this time when everyone's sort of finding their British identity, I kind of thought it'd be good to cover one of the guys that wrote one of the greatest British myths of all time. I would argue he's one of the greatest British authors of all time because he just wrote such an amazing story. So I'm kind of leaning into stuff like that right now. But mostly it's about lol cows recently too, you know, just guys on the internet who are really, really weird and strange. People just love that stuff. Like Cyrax, he's another interesting one as well.
Am I crazy enough to be a Mad Lad? Because I let me tell you, I'm always going and checking to see when you got a new one. Because
you are crazy enough. You're beyond crazy enough. The Bohemian Grove stuff alone was enough. But also, it's like there's so many clips. I have thought about it. Right, I'll be a bit honest. I've thought about it, and I've thought about parts that I'm going to include. And it's one thing I'm definitely going to include is the thing that you said during your trial about Hillary. You dropped Hillary in the middle of your trial. And it was like, what, you mean like what Hillary was doing? It's hilarious and it's really, really funny. And the problem is I know the video would do amazing. So maybe I'll do it, but I'll make it a multiple parter.
It can be part one. Listen, listeners are like, I've never seen Jones. Yeah. People want me to be in movies. I go, no, I'm not doing it. But I'm like begging God, put me in your thing. But I'm a huge fan. I've watched all of them. So 7 minutes left. What else is on your radar screen? I've got a million questions, but what's your prediction? I mean, I think Europe gets freed up unless they can they say they want the war with Russia to distract from all the domestic problems. It's all the same globalist, socialist, anti-white crap. I don't see this working anymore. Where do you see this going? And then other key things that you're focused on right now.
I think people are waking up. I think people are starting to realize. I think the propaganda just isn't working anymore, especially after, like, you heard about the Nudge Unit. Have you heard about this thing that came out about the Nudge Unit?
Tell folks about that.
We've heard whispers of this for a wee while, and we kind of noticed it, but it's like, how come all the victims' families of migrant attacks, why do they all say the same thing? Oh, they would have never wanted this to be about race. They would never want this to be used by the far right to sow division. And it's sort of people aren't even like changing it so it looks like their own work. They're just reading from a script. Why are they making the exact same statements all the time? And we had a theory that there's a group called the Nudge Unit, and we originally believed it was the Behavioral Insights team, who are definitely a part of it, who basically use propaganda and basically psyops to influence public opinion in the way that they want. Now, they are still part of it, but it ended up being called the RICU unit. And it turns out that anytime there's a migrant attack, they visit the victims' families. And basically, the victims' families obviously want to say a bunch of things publicly, but they basically visit them and they say, look, if you say all these things and you basically encourage hatred to migrants and there's protests and stuff as a result of this, you're going to be held criminally
responsible. And by the way, that was even in the newspaper, because they put it in there, but don't know that we know how to decipher it. That, the person doesn't speak English and, you know, is not fit to be interviewed, so we let him go. But they said, but don't worry, a special police unit is staying for the next week with the family of the victim to make sure they behave themselves.
That's the RICU. That's the Nudge Unit. They give people a little nudge to make them say the right things. Another thing they were behind as well, remember after the Manchester Arena bombing, the Don't Look Back in Anger chant where everybody was singing? That was the Nudge Unit. They created that. They actually created
And what's the technical name for the Nudge Unit? Because I know they have them here too. But what's the technical name in the UK?
RICU, RICU unit.
RICU
means unit, but they're called RICU. Yeah, they've been exposed recently, and it turns out they were even doing things like they had undercover agents acting as mourners at memorial sites, laying down flowers and stuff. So see how the mourners that you've seen and like going up and laying flowers down?
See, even at your kid's funeral, if you go, damn those Muslims, you're right to prison.
Yeah, exactly. They basically threaten the families into silence because they know if the families came out and said the things that they really want to say, it would cause riots all up and down the country. And basically the fact that they're having to go to such extremes, especially when it comes to arresting political dissidents and they're even going as far as arresting basic bitch Facebook mums for little silly posts that they made. The fact that they are going to such extremes, they're scared. They're scared. They're very, very, very concerned about a genuine uprising. Like I've always said that for ages, I'll never come to civil war. But now that I'm seeing the state and the system actually panicking a little bit and going to such psyop, like propaganda extremes, and really going out of their way to control the narrative to the point they used to be really good at it. Now they're getting caught. They're getting caught constantly all the time, and they're getting sloppy, and people get sloppy whenever they're panicking, right? So that's making me start to think that maybe something is coming. I have absolutely no idea, but as they're floundering. too many people are swinging to the right, too many people are now going to vote reform, too many people are going to the right wing, and they're noticing the men behind the curtain, they're realising, they know how to translate the media, but it's like, oh, no description of the attacker. Well, I know what he looks like, and I probably know where he's from. Not here. Right, but it's like, yeah, too many people are waking up, and I think the condition has been broken. I genuinely think the condition has been broken, and I think things are probably going to get a lot uglier before they get better.
Yeah, well I remember when I went and covered Bilderberg like 12, 14 years ago in the UK. It was a beautiful place, forget the name, north of London, just beautiful rolling hills, this big hotel. And so we were going to have a demonstration. I didn't know like 15,000 would show up or whatever, but in the days before it even starts, they send like MI5 to talk to me, MI6. They send the police captain, and they come to my. I'm having dinner in the bottom of this hotel, and he just goes, "We just want to make sure you're not going to call for an uprising." And I said, "Well, you guys are smart. You know, I've been on the air for 15 years or whatever it was back then. You know, I'm not violent. You know, I do what I say I'm going to do, and we're here to cover it and to have a free speech demonstration about the secret elite. They've said this doesn't exist." It's ridiculous. All these black helicopters land. There's all this Secret Service. And he goes, yeah, we know that. I've just been told to, you know, tell you don't call for an uprising. And then when I'm walking in, they got all these bigger British cops, the classic Bobby outfits. And they're like, watch yourself, Alex. Don't do anything you shouldn't. And I'm like, guys, you know I'm not going to call what an uprising in a field. Attack! You know, it's like, attack the hotel. Like, it's not my M.O. And police all know M.O. They know that's everything. So what is that about? Just another form of intimidation? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's basically they are genuinely very, very concerned about that happening, because there was even like leaked footage of, you know, how police officers do riot drills where they're all geared up with the, you know, the helmets and the shields and everything. But the people, the rioters are other officers just sort of dressed up. Yeah. They're doing training. They like throw chairs at them. Here's how you sit in shield formation. They're doing their training. But there was leaked footage that shows that the rioters, the police officers dressed as rioters were wearing things like Union Jacks. And crucifixes and like
same thing here, American flags. But that was the thing. Once we walk in that morning, as thousands are showing up, they got these police line up and they're like, watch it, Alex. You be careful. And they all actually seemed really concerned. And you look at this nice crowd of people and families. Yeah, dude, this is a motley crew here. We're about to, you know. But now because they push so hard, they're about to get what they fear, unfortunately.
Yeah, they're like, oh, don't call for an uprising. Don't do things that's going to sow discord and everything. And this is the thing that's hilarious. It's at the point now where we don't have to. Basically, we just have to let them continue with everything that they're doing and for the public to see it. And it's an inevitability. Like, that's the thing is, oh, don't call for an uprising. It's like, you're the ones that are going to cause it.
Well, that's the thing. Like, they don't see they're the ones causing it.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why I don't call for an uprising. We don't have to. We literally don't have to. That's going to happen on its own, and it's purely because of your own actions that's caused it. And see, to be honest, they deserve it. Like hundreds
the
of
question
thousands
is,
of
though,
girls,
most revolutions... do 5 more minutes. I got to go, but we have another special guest joining us. Count Dankula TV on X. Count Dankula, I want to ask him, though, most revolutions end up turning bad. How does he see the revolution ending in a good way?
Your arm been hacked off by a homeless person with a samurai sword? Try Shilajit gummies today.
A guy in Venice Beach just got his arm nearly hacked off by some tweaker with a samurai sword. And as of 4:15, he is still on the loose. And seemingly, the reaction from our local government is basically like, oh, shit, like... these things just happen. Like, this is our new normal. F that, dude. I want to live in an LA that is safe to go out, where I don't have to worry about walking around and getting my arm hacked off by some tweaker looking for drugs.
Sorry, I ate a Shilajit gummy. Sorry, I thought I could finish it before that clip was over. You caught me. Shilajit gummies, folks. We're not joking. They're very good. Shilajit gummies. Are you a leftist idiot that thinks it's normal that men get their arms chopped off with swords when trying to go to the beach? In California, Shilajit gummies are for you. Consumers of Shilajit gummies, they know places to avoid. If you want to avoid having your arm nearly cut off by a sword in Venice Beach, California, you need to be taking Shilajit gummies today. I do love these things. They are really delicious, but they really do give you a kick. And you only get to take one. That is the worst part of Shilajit gummies, is you want to take multiple, But you're only supposed to take one. You can take more if you want. Also, I love the Modern World Survival Stack. A massive discount if you get three products together. It's the Shilajit capsules, the Atomic Defense, and the CMOS capsules, which are packed with vitamins, minerals to support overall wellness, thyroid health, and immune function. The Atomic Defense is for daily defense and cellular support, while Shilajit capsules support natural energy, stamina, and daily vitality. Get one or all of them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Share the links at alexjoneslive.com and on Rumble at thealexjonesshowlive.com. Shilajit gummies.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.